Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some of the concerns we hear over greenhouse gases associated with our dairy industry. You know, as we look at greenhouse gases overall, only about 8 to 11% are actually associated with production agriculture. And here in the U.S., dairy farms would actually account for only maybe about 2% of the total amount of greenhouse gases produced. So recently, there's been a study published that has actually taken a look at smaller and medium-sized dairy farms across the United States and what their greenhouse gas footprint actually looks like. So, what are some things that a smaller dairy farm might be able to do to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions? One, if you look at the use of cover crops and minimum tillage as part of your cropping operation, those are shown to reduce the amount of greenhouse gas associated with the production of feed and also that associated with manure management. Another thing that is often forgotten in this discussion is the fact that as we increase the yield of milk on our dairy farms, we also reduce the amount of greenhouse gas produced per unit of milk. So increasing that milk production on your dairy to a maximum level is another way that we can reduce the effect that we have in terms of greenhouse gases. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to do what they can to reduce greenhouse gases on their farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.